We are on the fly at Aviation Gateway Park right here on the, well, if you come in the main gate to get to Gateway Park, you're going to have to turn left and come all the way over past the display buildings, and you'll see it. It's a bustle of activity. There's a bunch of universities over here. We have an Aviation Education and Career Center. We have a U.S. Air Force tent over here. And then, of course, we have the brand new Vertical Lift Center, which is exactly what it's called. As part of the new Vertical Lift Center, we have some new exhibitors here at Oshkosh. And one of them is Vertical Aviation International, otherwise known as VAI, which is well known in the helicopter and rotor community and all vertical lift now probably. And joining us on this segment is Greg Brown, and Greg is the Director of Education and Training. Hi.
Hello, glad to be here.
Well, thank you for joining us today. So you heard that EAA was going to bring this new center here, and I assume VAA said, well, heck, we got to be part of that, right?
Absolutely. Once I heard from EAA about it, we got excited about it. Then we found out that Robinson Helicopter was always going to be a part of it. So between us, we collaborated to come up with, we needed to get this off the ground and get it going. So we were all, three of us were very excited, and we worked very hard to get this building and get this Vertical Lift Center started.
Yeah, and it's awesome. Tell us, what does VAI do?
VAI, we are the Association for the Vertical Lift Industry. We do a lot of advocacy work. We do a lot of education that goes forward with it, and we have a lot of safety training and education that are posted. We have our big conference, Verticon, that brings all industry together, both OEM manufacturers and manufacturers and suppliers. And next year in 2017, it's going to be in Anaheim, California. So if you want to see about 60 to 65 helicopters on the floor, come on down to Verticon in Anaheim.
That's awesome. What kind of things do you do outside of Verticon throughout the year? It looks like you're the Director of Education and Training, which means there must be programs all year long to address those type of issues.
We are addressing a lot of issues. The biggest one, I'm sure you understand, is workforce development. Workforce is a shortage effect, not just the vertical lift industry, but aviation in general. And so we have developed programs that will help try to address those needs. One of the biggest one we have is the Pathway Program. The Pathway Program is we go into high schools and provide somewhat curriculum to the high school students that can be used as college credits to go into college. And we try to get them introduced into the vertical lift area and that get them kind of get the juices flowing, get them excited about it, and do it that way. At Verticon, what we have done is on Thursdays, we have like our STEM program. So we're bringing local high schools from the area and bring over 200 kids into Verticon and show them what the possibilities are in vertical aviation. And so we have continuous education programs that we're working with, and we reach outreach to universities like University of North Dakota, Austin Peay State University, Southern Utah University. So we have got a lot of universities that we work with and try to get this workforce answered and developed.
Well, and I know more and more universities are stepping up into the vertical lift community, adding helicopter to or rotor wing to their program in different ways. And, of course, you don't only have helicopters now. Now you have all these new vertical lift technologies. How are you guys addressing that?
So I invite anyone who is here at the EAA grounds to come to the Vertical Lift Center, because I think if you walk in and you see the innovation that's in this building, you'll be amazed. Think of it. 5 years ago, none of those vehicles inside the building were here. And look at the development we've had over that five-year period. So this is exciting for me, because I can tell you that young people now are looking at different things, different areas. And getting them in here to see all the advancement that we have will probably get them excited, get the juices flowing, and start developing additional vehicles that we could use. So this is, you know, it's innovation at its finest, and I think this is just the beginning. We're just scratching the surface of what these new equipment and vertical lift vehicles can do.
Now, when you go into high schools and into universities, you said that you try and present information that will help maybe students decide that they want to take a path. What are the paths? What paths exist?
So there are many paths. You can do aviation as a pilot. You have aviation maintenance. Then you also have the path of going drones, and then also looking at the path of AAM. So there are many different paths. The important thing that, from my perspective, is get them under the aviation tent. Once they get in under the aviation tent and they are exposed to all the great things that are available in aviation, the young people will decide what they want. You know, now naturally I want them to go to vertical lift, but when you look at everything that's available in aviation, these young people will be enticed, excited, and that's what helped me stay in aviation, and I want to pass it on to the younger generation.
Now, you said the vertical lift is facing some challenges, as is all of aviation, and of course, number one being safety, right? Safety is the paramount thing to address in any aviation endeavor. Second to that is training, and training leads to safety, right? So when you put together these training programs, who is partnering with you to do these presentations and to present these things to the high schools and universities and maybe even online and to your membership?
Right. So it's a couple of different sources. So at Verticon, we have a professional development courses that happen a few days before Verticon. And we have industry expert instructors that come in and teach SMS courses, basic safety courses, and along those lines. During the sessions itself at Verticon, we have our foundations presentation where we're bringing, again, industry experts to provide little one-hour vignettes, kind of like a little nuggets for each person to take back with them from a safety standpoint. So we really, truly keep it throughout the year. We have other conferences throughout the year. That one is in Boise, our safety conference there. And we have some other ones. We just did one in Southeast Asia, a safety conference there. So we're taking safety out, not just domestically, but internationally. And we want to make sure that all the pilots, mechanics, and that's included in mechanics, get the information that they need that they can do and operate safely in our environment. Because you're right, safety is very, very important. We have to make sure that they have options to go, whether it's in person or online, to get the required safety programs.
Well, you know, rotorcraft are really the only aviation flying equipment or aircraft that has what they call the Jesus bolt, you know? So, yeah, that it's important that we have mechanics coming into the pipeline and that we're training them right and that they're comfortable working on these pieces of equipment.
Yeah, so you're really doing the outreach, which is very, very important, not just the high schools, but also all the Part 147 maintenance schools, all the universities and the flight schools out there, to make them aware of what's available out in our industry. During our career fair at Verticon, we bring in over 30 employees to come in and look at students, talk to them to see what's available. So we really think it's important that we really talk about networking for these students, talk about what their career aspirations are, where they want to go, and then provide them with mentors to help them get over the hump. Because I always tell young people, you're going to run into roadblocks as you go through life. How do you navigate those roadblocks will be important. And sometimes you have to have a mentor that can help you guide you through that, because sometimes the mentors have gone through that themselves, and instead of trying to do it by yourself, get somebody else to help you and guide you and navigating all these roadblocks you're going to encounter as you move forward in your career.
So what if there's individuals listening that want to become just an individual, not a manufacturer or a partner like that or a school, but just like, say, I want to become a VAI member. How do you go about doing that?
For VRM member, go online. You come in, and you can register to be a member of a VAI. You can come to our booth here at 363 or in the Vertical Lift Center and talk to any of our great team members, and they can guide you in what you need to do to become a member. It's not hard. It's very easy. Individual membership run about $100, so it's not that expensive to come in. And the benefits you get from that is tremendous. Just Verticon alone, coming there and seeing what's available, will pay for your membership.
So tell us, other than Verticon, what other benefits are there?
The benefits are we have education that's coming online. We have discounts to other areas. And then you can come to a lot of our shows that are out there, too, as well. So lots of things that are available, lots of things that members can have access to. And, again, just being in our industry alone is just where we need a lot of the membership, a lot of mentors, a lot of people that can help these young people as they navigate their careers to get into vertical lift.
That's awesome. Well, Greg, thanks for joining us today. And VAI, what is the website address?
It's verticalaviation.org.
Verticalaviation.org.
It's verticalavi.org.
Verticalavi.org. Awesome. Well, thanks so much for joining us on EAA Radio. Jay Monchi, we're on the fly at Aviation Gateway Park. We're going to take a break, and we have a couple more exciting things to talk about for the rest of the hour. You're listening to EAA Radio.